Okay, we're in Shina Yin Aleph, Sif Beis. There's still a little more to talk about it, Sif Aleph, but since it's all connected, let's learn Sif Beis and Gimel, and then I'll try to go back to a couple of the big yesaidis we're missing. So I'm going to talk about it now, about Oil Zarek. I'm going to talk about it. Okay, again, our Yisayid Munach, that's the Yisayid of Tuma traveling, is the simple, relatively simple idea that Tuma travels from room to room in two ways, in one of two ways. Tuma travels from room to room either if a door is open between the room, it doesn't have to be a door, a pesach tefach al tefach. There's an opening from room to room, tumah travels. And B, what we call seif tumah lotzeis, which I didn't show you in the Shulchan Aruch, we'll see in Siv Gimel. If a door is closed, but the tumah will soon go out that door, then it's as if the door is open. Those are the two dinim of how tumah travels from room to room. As I said, not like the common mistake that people think if there's a mace in the same building as the kayin, that the kayin has to leave. It's not true. If a kayin is in an apartment house, he's in one of his apartments, and there's a mace in a different apartment, what the kayin should do is just stay home. He should stay in his room, and or in his apartment, keep the door closed, and wait until the mace is removed from the building. And that is halacha psuka, no machleiksim, nothing really to talk about. That's olive bays of hilchas tumas kayanim, and that already is more than most people know. I hope kayanim at least are aware of this.
How long do you wait there
till the mace leaves the building?
No, I mean, instantly, or is the atmosphere still in the atmosphere?
The instant the mace leaves, the tumas disappears. It's an instant thing. So if he wants to leave, so I told you last week, he has to calculate how he's leaving. Now, apartment houses don't have, unlike hospitals, apartment houses don't have doors from floor to floor. And therefore, if the kayin walks into the hallway, he's got a problem. Because wherever the mace is, the mace can be taken out of that apartment into the hallway. So seif tumah lotzeis. And then all the hallways in the whole apartment house are as if they're malei tumah. And the mele, he can't go out. Even while the mace is inside, since it's going to be seif tumah lotzeis, it's a problem. Now the question is, can he jump out the window, assuming he's on a low floor? Can he use the fire escape? So it depends. And this we're going to get to in Siv Dalet.
If it
depends if the house has a roof sticking out around it. The slanted roofs have protrusions that stick out. Now this is a major problem. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch writes, and we'll have something like it in Siv Dalet, that in his city, the way the blocks were built, they were all connected homes. A whole square, a rectangle of connected homes with a chutzner in the back. And the roof protruded all around. And therefore, if there's a mace in one of those rooms, it's as if the tumah already went out into the protrusion. And that whole protrusion all around is malei tumah. Not only can the kayin not leave his house, he's not even allowed to open a window to let air in. Because he opens the window, the tumah is under the roof, then it comes in through a window. So you got to keep the tumah out. Windows work. You close the window. Now, we said last time you have a screen. Since each hole of the screen is tiny, and we said the holes are not mitzdarif, so you have a screen, you can open the window, but you can't jump out if the screen is there. Because once you open the window, or if you go out under the protrusion, it's a problem.
Same problem.
So,
the mace is on the sixth floor, the coin's on the second floor.
Since all the hallways are connected, it's a problem. We talk sort of about a hospital, which is different. Hospital has a mile that every floor has doors that stay closed from floor to floor, and we'll talk about that. And the Seder Hadvarim. But the basic rule, Seif Tumah Lotzeis, and open doors bring Tumah, that's Olive Beis, that everybody should know.
But an apartment building which has like a closed air route.
No, because how are they taking the mace out? Probably through the elevator. So it's the floor it's on, but also the main floor. When you get to the main floor, yeah, but you can't get out unless you go to the... most apartment houses have just front doors. You're going to go out the front door, the mason's going to go out the front door, you have a problem. I mentioned to you last time, Seif Tumul Latzeis is a stira, two Rashi's, Valtim Masechtas Veya. I think one is Daf Yud, another I think Daf Lamed Gimel, or so. There's a Mishnah, Machlokes Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, about Seif Tumul Latzeis, about Breira. And Rashi there says, Halacha Mishum Sinai. Later Rashi says, Gzeir Durabonim. So it's apparently a Machlokes. What? An awning in front of a funeral house. The same thing, an awning in front of a funeral home. If there's a mace in the building, and they're going to take him out through there, Mavdavka, somebody's going to take him out through a back door to where the car is parked. But if they take him out through there, then it's as if the door is open, and he can't go under the awning. If the door is actually open, it's also a problem.
That's only during the time that he's actually...
That there's a mace in the building.
His window was open, and he inadvertently became talking to him.
No, so that's an important thing. The once the kain is tamei, it doesn't help. Once the kain is tamei, he still has to end his tumah. He has to immediately go out of a state of tumah. Now that's the rashi drabbanan we're going to get to in the night of Yehuda later in Dogma Rav Avah.
What's the status next to
that's the Chaim Berlin, everything's wonderful. I don't comment on the competition, but any apartment, you mean the funeral home, the MUM chapels. Right, so if they're taking the mace out through there. Okay, it depends how they're going to take the mace out. It depends, I don't know. However, everything depends. How they take the mace out. I told the story in the past that Ramesh and MTJ, it was Blau's funeral home. Now, I think it has a different name. I can't tell. It's Chinese characters. Might say Blau in Chinese characters. I don't know. But Chinese characters there. But when we used to walk Ramesh home, I was a little boy and we used to have an MTJ and we used to walk him home. So there was this this fellow, I know him today, but then he was maybe a 20-year-old. And we used to come to the awning. He used to walk around, not to go under the awning. I remember thinking to myself, what a balgaiva. Ramosha is not machmir. Ramosha walks under the awning. And he has his own chumra. He walks around the awning. I remember really thinking it. I looked at the guy with a nasty look. More machmir than Ramosha. I got old. I realized he's a kayin. Ramosha is not a kayin. And gradually married an ainakulav Ramosha. But anyway, so walking under an awning, if it's Seif Tumul Latzeis, is a problem.
You say Seif Tumul Latzeis, if I take the Rashi Rabbanon, so the question is, if the mason side and the king wants to go out, like it's a dab or something like that, if they show you, we have to go out. It's the right, so you have to stay, you can't move out.
Yeah, Mr. Rabbanon, we'll talk. There's a Truman de Shvasiak if I want to speak out. Well, we're going to talk about all the possible applications. But the clown is what you have to know. Tumah travels through open doors and through Seif Tumul Latzeis. That's Aleph and Beis of these halachas.
The mechitza that blocks it can be a temporary mechitza, as long as it goes all the way up.
As long as it's not a davar makabel tumah, we had that previously.
Yeah,
and it can be held by a person in place. We had all these halachas. Okay. Excuse me? Right. So the halacha lemaisa is only if there's a mace there. We'll get to the Raman Sif Dalet, and it addresses a little bit of what you're saying. But we'll see. It has to be that there's a mace in the building, and the plan is to take him out through that door.
The curtain is around the
hospital, the curtain is a mechitza. It has to be tied down at the bottom. It has to be oimer b'ruach metzuya. There are no ruach metzuyas in the hospital, but a curtain has to be tied up and down to be if the curtain is, if it depends, it's made out of synthetics, it's not makabel tumah. It's made out of cotton, it's makabel tumah. Then it's... All right. You're right. Let's try to go in order. Sif Beis and Sif Gimel give two very specific cases, and then I want to open up a discussion. Aruba shebe beis la aliyah. If you have a skylight, but not a skylight to the sky, a skylight with a hole from one floor to another. So you have, let's say, a kezayis minames lamata, Babayis Keneged Haruva. So let's imagine that there's a Kazayis Menames on the table, and right above it there's a hole, and that hole goes into the floor above me. So since the Kazayis Menames is Keneged that hole, the Tumah goes upstairs. The Tumah travels through that hole, it's like a column of smoke, travels straight up through the hole upstairs is Tameh. What about down here? What about down here? Aruba should be biased aliyah, but Iba Pesach Tefach. Ukazayis ben a mace lamata, but bias can they get Aruba? Habayis tar, haliyah tmeya. Upstairs is Tame. Down here, you're standing right next to the mace, the Kazayis ben a mace, you're tar. Why? Because the tumah travels up to upstairs. Can it come back down? Talking with that opening is less than a tefach al tefach. If that opening is tefach al tefach, so the tumah comes down from upstairs, because there's an opening from upstairs to downstairs. If that hole is less than a tefach al tefach, so the chiddush is the tumah still goes up. That's a metzias. Whatever is ma'il on the kazayis min ha'meis is metameh. But it doesn't come back down, and the downstairs is tar, the upstairs is tameh. Now obviously this exact case is never going to happen. But it's meant to illustrate the way tumah travels. Even though somebody's going to ask any minute, why isn't it lavud? It should be lavud. A tiny hole, it should be lavud, and the hole downstairs should be tameh. So we don't say lavud in this case, likely because machlekes rishayim, but there rishayim will hold that lo yamrinan lavud lechumra. We don't say lavud to be machmir. And what? But here it's a chumra for the downstairs. You mean for upstairs it'll be a kula. It'll block it. You're right. But we don't say love it to be machmir down here. And oil ala meis, the meister down here is not oil ala meis, and upstairs is oil ala meis. And that's that. Now there's more to talk about regarding lovehood, but it's not a discussion for today. So it has to be the same size as the kazayas. Whatever the size of the kazayas is, if it's the same size or bigger, then it's not closed.
Then it's go horizontally?
No, it's like smoke. It's got to hit a roof to go sideways. Not like smoke, like the smoke of the mizbeach. It went up like a pillar, and it doesn't go anywhere else. See, it doesn't really go. That's the answer. Tumah doesn't. It's not. We say it travels. Tumah doesn't travel. It's just oil ames is tameh. If it's not an oil ames, then it's not.
It's like the queen god.
Right. Like a mushroom cloud. Right. Assuming there's no other opening between the two floors, that's the case. If the mace is under the aruba, it'll be the same thing, but then the opening is more than tefach al tefach, unless it's a very skinny mace.
Downstairs would also be tummy.
You know what I mean? If the opening is more than tefach al tefach, see, even if the mace is upstairs, the tumah comes down. So the mechaber needed a picture where the opening is less than tefach al tefach, and the entire mace is under it. So that's why he illustrated with this case. Right. But the tumah can't travel back down. It's less than tefach ha-tefach, the opening. So the tumah, so to speak, goes up, fills the upstairs room, but has no way of coming down because from upstairs to downstairs there's no tefach ha-tefach. That's right. Because to go up, if it's a oyel ala meis, it's nothing to do with traveling. Oyel ala meis is what spreads the tumah. Directly corresponding to them, then it will be a problem. Sif Gimel, another example. Now, Sif Gimel is the sif that tells us the rule of Seif to Malatzeis. A little confusing because it doesn't use the words, so you have to follow. Shnei Chadarim. Picture, most private homes today in our area have two back bedrooms or more. Now, let's just picture, for example, you have two back bedrooms. There's no exit to go out the back bedrooms, only through the main room. So you have a main room, let's say a living room or a kitchen, and then two back bedrooms. Each of the two back bedrooms, b'chol achas chatzi zayis mehames. Each one has a half a zayis, which is not metame ba'ayil. Now, if those doors are open, then it's all one big room. Nothing to talk about. If the doors are closed, Habay is Tameh. The main room is Tameh. Why is the main room Tameh? Sat Shavav, the Saif Tumah Lotzes. It's Saif Tumah. Both of these Kaseis are going to come into the main room. So Saif Tumah Lotzes, the Shah says, Rayani, Kilushnecha Tzayzes, and Munachem Babayis. So therefore, the main room is Tameh. The Haim is the Chiddush. Those two rooms, Tahirim, remain Tar. If you actually open the door, Gamhein Tameim. If they're physically open, they're Tameh. What's the Chiddush here? That, it, let me finish. Even though you have two Chatzisim in the two back rooms, Saif Tumalat says it's Kielu, it's open. It's only Kielu, it's open to take the Tumah out to where it's going. But for the Tumah to return to those two rooms, that we don't say Saif Tumah Lotzes. Saif Tumah Lotzes is Lotzes, where it's going to go out. It's going to go out, so it's Saif Tumah Lotzes. But you can open one door, take out a Chatzizayis, take it out of the house, then open the other door, take out the Chatzizayis. So it's only because of Saif Tumah Lotzes. Saif Tumah Lotzes only brings the Tumah out, doesn't bring the Tumah back in to the room by traveling through the air. So that's the case here in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shah, the Rest of Shach explains. The Rest of Shavuot says, the second half of Shavuot, Ein Tumah Nichneses Bechadarim, Kibush Das Yisrael Nulois. The doors are locked. The Tumah doesn't go back in. Unless it's physically open. But Saif Tumah Lotzes does not bring Tumah back
in. So even though the half leaves at a time, how are you with Starifins? One half, you open, you take it out of the
room. In which case?
You have half a glass in each room.
Right, so okay. Since the doors are open, it's like the main room has
a glass.
But
door,
it's like they're open. Saif Tumah Lotzes means it's as if they're both open, and therefore the main room has the two kaseis and ames.
But only at the same time, it's as if you're saying it's as if they leave, since they will ultimately have to leave anyway.
Right. Now these are not halachis that are subjects of dispute. It's a dispute if it's deraisa d'rabbanan. But these are two sifim which are basically very clear halachis. The Beragailis says, May Mishnah resh perik yudah alayis on sif beis, and Mishnah say perik esta alayis on sif gimel. These are Mishnayis, and these are halachis psukas. Now, before we get to sif dalid, there is a major topic related to all of this. And that is the topic of Oyel Zoruk, Shmei Oyel, Oylav Shmei Oyel. I want to explain what it is, starting from the Gemara. And the question is this. If I'm in my own Oyel, in my own apartment, in an apartment house, the Tumah doesn't come in, because I'm in my own Oyel. So therefore, the Tumah doesn't come in. Let's say somebody would be in this room, there'd be a mace in the room. If you quickly construct a tent over him, a building over him, and it's not a Dovah Makabal Tumah, so then it's also Chaitzim Ne'er Tumah. There's no issue. The question of Oyel Zorek Shmei Oyel is whether a moving vehicle, whether it's a plane or a car, we'll get to all the cases, whether a moving Oyel is an Oyel or not. It's a Chumr Nakula, and just be patient, I'll explain. Let me say the Gemara's case. I'll explain how it's a Chumr and how it's a Kula. The Gemara is in the most unlikely of places. It's Erev in Daf Lamed Amid Beis. If you want, there's an excellent explanation in the Art Scroll Erevin on Lamed Amid Beis of this entire topic. The Aramaic side was written by Ravina Ravashi. The Gemara there has a Shaila. A Kayin wants to make an Erev Tchumen, and somebody put the Erev Tchumen in a cemetery. It's in a cemetery. Now, what's an Erev Tchumen? The person has to be able to go and eat it. The whole reason food is Kaveh Amakim, he has to be able to go. How's he going to go into the cemetery? He's a Kayin. So there's a machlaikis there between two Tanoim. I believe it's Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbi Yehuda, if I'm not mistaken. One of them holds that, I think it's Rabbi Yaisi, that Oyel Zorek Shmei Oyel, he holds, he can take him, put him into a box, and have someone carry the box. Picture the Aron. The Aron, Parshas Truma this week. So you have a closed Aron. You stick the Kayin inside. You have people carrying it. They can carry it into the Beis HaKvaris. There's no problem. You can over a kever also. Why? Because how's the Tumah going to come in? There's no Tefach al Tefach opening. You can have a small opening, and there's no Tefach al Tefach opening. Carry him in, and he could go to the food. He could be where the food is. And less, presumably half a tefach, he can stick out a hanger or something and pull in the food, and he could eat it there, so he's able to get there. So Rabbi Yaisi says, Rabbi Yehuda says that oil zarek shmei oil, it's oil to itself, it protects him. When Montefiore went to Eretz Yisrael, he wanted to see behind the kaisel, so he used this heter. He had them carry him in a box. I don't trust the Arabs to carry him in a box, but they carried him in a box on the other side. He had an opening, and he was able to see the other side of the Kaisel. He was able to see that when he came back, it made a whole tumult in Yerushalayim, and he apologized. He said he won't do it again. But he relied that oil, Shmei oil. Here was the other way. He was the Tameh, and that was the Kaidesh. Now, Rabbi Yaisi disagrees. Yes, he says oil zarek lach shmei oil, and it's not true. A moving oil is not an oil. Oil has to be stationary. A moving oil is not an oil, and therefore you cannot make an eruv in the Beis HaKvaris. There's no way to get there. The oil is not mafsik b'nei atoma. Now in this case, oil zarek is a kula. Oil zarek is a kula. Why is it a kula? Because let's say you're in a car and you want to drive on the Interboro. Today they call the Jackie. You want to drive on the highway, you're going to go on the trees that are over at Beis HaKvaris. If you oil Zaruk Shmei oil, a kohen can go in the car. He has to make sure the windows are closed. If the windows are open at Tefach, then it's a problem. You have to make sure the windows are closed. If you oil Zaruk Shmei oil, he can drive there. The same thing, let's say a kohen is in the tunnel. The book, it happens. People have told me the Shiloh. They're in the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel, they're driving, and they see a funeral going through the tunnel. Well, there's a funeral, there's a dead body. So what's going on? If it's a Yiddish funeral, if oil zarek is not an oil, then the cars don't count. He's in the same tunnel as the mace. Now what exactly do you do at that point? It's only nageya if you're outside the tunnel and they're about to go in. So if you hold oil zarek lav shmei oil, you're in trouble. If you hold oil zarek shmei oil, no problem, you put up your windows. If the mace is in its aisle, you're in your aisle, and there's nothing to do with the tunnel. It's not safe to malach, it's into the tunnel.
It's a non-Jewish funeral.
Yeah, so we'll get to non-Jews in Yitzhak Shem. We're machmel lechatchila by non-Jews, but b'shas l'tchak v'mekel. But this is the kula of oil zarek. Now, listen carefully, I want to explain that there are two sides to the issue. Oil zarek, shmei oil, is a kula when the mace and the person are in two different places. Let's say you have a kohen on an airplane, and there are other issues in an airplane. I don't want to discuss the other issues at this moment, but just to illustrate. A kohen is in an airplane, a mace is in the airplane. Now, the mace, if the kohen is sitting directly above the mace, that's highly unlikely. The mace could be anywhere in the cargo hold of the airplane. If the kohen and the mace are in two parts of the plane, if you hold oil zarek shmei oil, that's a chumrah now. Because now the oil of the plane connects everybody's in the same oil. If you hold oil zarek lav shmei oil, so it's a problem. The mace is there, and he's here, and if there's no oil over them, then there's no issue.
That's only when it's moving.
Now, in the plane, there are other issues. It's only when it's moving. I'm going to get to it. I just mean to illustrate a case where being an oil could bring the tumah to the kayin if the mace and the kayin are in the same oil zaruk. Ruba de ruba, oil zaruk shmei oil, is a kula in that it can insulate the kayin from everybody else. Now, again, if you hold oil zarek lav shmei oil, then it's a problem because the kohen is going over the mace. If oil zarek shmei oil, then he's in his own box. That's the same as a tunnel. I want to talk about the casket. I would like to talk about it eventually. The floor. So I'm going to talk about the floor as well. You're right. Let me get to it. I'll come back to the plane. I want to talk about the rule first of Oil Zarek Shmei Oil Lav Shmei Oil. The halacha is a machlokes the Rambam and the Rashba. The Rashba holds Oil Zarek is Shmei Oil, which in most cases is a kula. And the Rambam holds Oil Zarek Lav Shmei Oil. And there's a bit of a tumult in the Paiskim as far as how to Paskin. Rav Meishan, Digris Meishan, Chelik Aleph of Yeredeya, Tshuva Kuf Samach Dalet, says we Paskin Lav Shmei Oil even Lakula. So we Paskin Lav Shmei even Lakula. And there are, through the generations, different opinions on the matter. One of the earliest tshuvas is a tshuva Shvus Yaakov. Shvus Yaakov is in Chelik Aleph, Shvus Yaakov Simen Pehe. He had a case with a Kayin in one of these blocks where all the houses were built connected in a rectangular fashion. The Kayin could not get into his house Friday night because there was a mace in one of the places, with an overhang. And he asked the Shvus Yaakov, "What do I do?" And the Shvus Yaakov writes, "The tshuva was a freezing night, and it was covered abrias." And the Shvus Yaakov was mekel. He said, "Like the Rashba, he was mekel to go in with the oil zarek, to make an oil zarek, carrying apparently it was muta where they were." Exactly how you quickly make an oil zarek. You put him into a box and you carry him, Yisraelim, carry him in a box. So he was mekel to carry him in with the oil zarek based on a tziruf. If you hold oil zarek shmei oil like the Rashba, it's mutter. Even if you hold lav shmei oil, he holds that even the Rambam, it's only a chumah derabanan. And therefore, he says, b'bakum kavod abrius, you can be mekel even like the Rambam. Like the Rashba, Yizich, you can be mekel. He was mitzarif, the two things together, and allowed, like you say, b'makom kavod abrius, for the kayin to be carried into his house. But as I said, Ramesha disagrees. There's a tshuva in the Rav Palim as well, from the Ben Ishchai, who says that that we pass can be ikur oyo zarek lav shmei oil, and the Ben Ishchai says it's a din dairaisa as well. And therefore, it seems that the Ikal Adina is that oil zarek is lav shmei oil, and this kula of going in a car is a problem. And I think Kainim know that they don't go on the Jackie Robinson. They go, I think, in one direction is good. Which direction? I don't even know which is which.
Yeah,
what? The left side of the road.
We're
going towards Queens. You're going towards Queens. Oh, the cemetery is on the
other side of the cemetery.
Yeah. Whatever it is, we're not Saimech on Oil Zarek, but if a kain is stuck in the tunnel, if a kain is stuck in the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel and he sees a Levaya, he should close his windows and Oil Zarek and rely that the oil is up. I'm not sure. It's an innovative idea, but I don't know. Whatever the Metzius might be. Now, what? So I want to talk about a hospital, but I want to first talk about El Zaruk and then talk about the hospital. Shah is important, Shiloh. I just want to talk a little more about the oil zarek. Now, there is a problem driving on certain roads. As far as in the United States of America, the only road I know that's a problem for a kayin is 21st Avenue, along the area where there's cemeteries on both sides. There, where the road comes to a blinking yellow light, you come down Dayhill and you turn into 21st Avenue. That area was part of the Beis HaKfaris. And it was, so to speak, they moved the kfarim, so to speak, and they made a road there to connect Bensonhurst with Borough Park. And that road is built on Kfarim, and Kainim really should avoid that road. There was a time when one of the camps used that road for some other one camps, I don't know, another camp, to a very interesting place to gather, with cemetery to the right, cemetery to the left, but they stopped because of the...
If you go down Daniel and then the road turns, you have to get off on 53rd.
You make a right turn, yeah.
That marble store, you have to...
It's a yeshiva there. It's a girls' school.
Right.
You remember the marble store, I remember the yeshiva. Okay. The each his own. You turn, right. You turn. That doesn't mean it's a problem. It's, being near a cemetery is not a problem. It's only if they, so to speak, cleaned up the cemetery. If they claim that they cleaned up the cemetery, that's where it's a problem. So that road used to be part of the cemetery. Again, it's an oil, but it's oil zaruk. It's a moving oil. So you have to rely on the Rashba, but we pass on to Rambam, which means that you can't rely on the oil zaruk. Now, before I get back to airplanes, I want to share with you Tumul in Eretz Yisrael. It started in Tufshin Ayin, and it's an ongoing tumul. In Eretz Yisrael, there are known roads that Kayanim avoid. I think the Kayanim, I shouldn't say, because I'm not sure what the basis is, but there are definitely known roads that Kayanim avoid. In Tufshin Ayin, there was a tremendous tumul in Eretz Yisrael, and I saw they know how to make a tumul. About in America, the tumul would only be if if sushi is kosher or something that matters lamaisa. But isirei deraisa, the rabbanon, if you can eat it, it's fine. Now it's Israel. There's a little bit more of a concern, and there was a tremendous tumul about Miron on Lag BaOmer. As you know, there are. It's told us Aaron Chassidus in Meir Sharim, and it's told us Avram Yitzchak Rebbe, and they each have a strong Yerushalmi Chassidus. They're both Kayanim. I believe they're cousins, if I'm not mistaken. They're brothers. No feud like a family feud. So I don't accuse anyone of anything Shalai Yisrael Shemayim. I'm just telling you, I saw the Kuntrasin. I saw one Kuntras on each side. It could be probably, no, Yeretz Yisrael, more were published. But this all started when the Toldos Avraham Yitzchak Rebbe put out a kuntris forbidding Kayanim to travel on the road up to the Ma'ara of Rishim Bar Yochai, the road that everyone uses, the main road that sort of snakes around. And he said that it's Osir, and based on the following. Now, before I start, you have to know that the kever of Rishim Bar Yochai and his son is unknown to us where it is. Nobody knows where Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's kever is. You'll tell me, what do you mean? I saw it. That is big room, and that looks like a kever. Nobody claims that that's actually the kever. It's known that he's buried on the mountain, and people daven there, and they made, for illustration purposes, they made something that looks like a kever, but there's no body under there. And there may happen to be a body under there, but it wasn't built with any plans. As a matter of fact, the Bartanura traveled to Eretz Yisrael. We have his log of his trip. He published his trip to Eretz Yisrael, Ben Avanya Bartanura. And when he says he visited Miron, he says there, Yeshav Kever Shnei Tzadikim Gedolim Hillel V'Shamay. He doesn't mention Shem Bar Yochai at all. He mentions Kever Hillel and Kever Shamay, and many come to daven there. It's there. If you face the building, you go on the left, by the grassy area, and you walk down, you can barely get in, you have to bend your head down to get in. There's Kever Hillel and Shammai. So Hillel and Shammai are Teres HaNigla. Shem Bar Yochai is Teres HaNister. So Hillel and Shammai's Kever is Nigla, we know where it is. And Shem Bar Yochai's Kever is Nister, nobody knows exactly where it is. And therefore, the minig was, I'm not saying this to Chepera, therefore, Kayanim have gone into that place to daven, so-called Shem Bar Yochai's kever, and Kayanim have gone in L'dairis, Saimach, on the fact that there's no reason to say there's a kever in that room, and therefore there's no issue. And that has been the minig for many, many generations. The Toldos Avraham Yitzchak Rebbe put out, I don't know, I can't say him, but his Hasidus put out in Tavshinayin, a kuntris that was signed by Rav Moshe Unzdarfer, by one of the Bremsdarfer, one of the Paiskim in Eretz Yisrael. He says the following. He says that the road leading up to Shimon bar Yochai's kever was made by the British during the brief history, the brief period of the British mandate. The Britons had a mandate from the end of World War I until 1948. They had the so-called mandate. Why was it called a mandate? It was called a mandate. It was a mandate. Because at the end of World War I, Woodrow Wilson insisted that every country be given autonomy. Woodrow Wilson was a big liberal. He held that every country, there should be no more empires. Britain, France, no more empires. Every country should have its own autonomy and everyone will live happily ever after. Nobody will fight, everything will be good. So nobody was gairus him, but they had to be mechabed him, especially he had a stroke in the middle of their gathering. So they said, like the British said, we don't own anything anymore. We just get a mandate from the League of Nations. A mandate means we get instructions to govern, but we don't own it. It was called a mandate, and that's the way it was for those years between the war. So Britain, for practical purposes, ran Eretz Yisrael. And they, when they saw so many people coming to Miron, they made a paved road. They made a paved road right through the Beis HaKfaris. So of course, they were going to make a road over Kfarim, so they supposedly cleaned out the Kfarim. They dug up and removed the Kfarim. Now, whether their makbid on the amounts of a mace that halach is makbid on, that's part of the debate. So the tumul is, there may be kfarim under the road, and B, they dug on the sides of the road. They couldn't dig in the road. The road is cement. But they went and they dug on the sides of the road. They found marais. They found that there are many places. He calls it a mir ha-motzi. Mir ha-motzi, you have to be chayshish for. And therefore, he said, you know, I travel that way. And they found after some back road to come up, some dirt road to go up the back way. He said, all kayanim have to come up in the other direction. You're not allowed to come up through the Beis HaKfaris. And that was the kokaire that they put out. So the Toldos Aharon Chasidus looked into it, and they put out a kuntris rejecting this, saying Kainim could go up the road. First of all, people did it l'dairis. But very interesting, they argue the following. They say, you don't paskin these halachas from your own seichel. You look what it says in halacha. It's a good taina. What does it say in halacha about a place if you don't know where they are, if it's a Beis HaKfaris or not a Beis HaKfaris? They look in the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tumas Meis, Perek Tes Halacha Gimel, Hayachayfer o Matzah Meis. Let's see, you're digging, you find a dead body. So you find a dead body, Mushkav Viderech, Mushkav Kiderech Shekhaybin Amesim, Noitlai Vestavu Sasai. The mace. You can't. You're not allowed to move a mace, but if the mace is buried in the middle of a road, you can't answer a road. So you take the mace out. That's tevusasai. Tevusasai is an amount of the dirt around him that it's likely is from the rekivas hamace. From the, you understand the mace usually is already just bones. So you take from the from around it and you move it. Chenu matzah shnayim. So you found two mason. You take them and you move them. Matzah shloisha. If you find three of them, shloisha mason. It doesn't look like it fell there. It looks like they were buried there deliberately. They're in a certain area. You find three mason, you have to be chaysh, there's a Beis HaKfaris. And what do you do? You have to be baidik 20 amas around. So Shulchan Aruch says, even if you find three mason, you don't make everything else tamei just because you found three mason. You have to be baidik. And when you're baidik, if you find mason, then it's a problem. It's not automatically tamei. And the yid that the Rambam said in the previous parak, you can't If you're magzik parts of Eretz Yisrael for Tumah, you're being, the Rambam calls it mafsid Eretz Yisrael, you can't just say, let's be machmir, maybe it's Tameh. The Rambam calls that, he said in the previous parak in Parak Ches, im rechikin es tatsiyam umakam ha-tumah, shloi lahafsid Eretz Yisrael. If you have a kever, you don't ask for safety's sake area around it, more than what we'll have later. Shloi lahafsid Eretz Yisrael. So you can't just be mar b'tumah in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore they argued like this. They said, where you find a maze is Tameh. Where you didn't find Mesim is Tar. Where you find Mesim within 20 Amis, and you can't be Baidik, under the road. So there's a Makim Lefal Pale. What do we do? Assuming it's true that it's a Dover Amotzi to find next to the road.
When did they get
20 Amis? So the Rambam got it from the Mishnah. Where the Mishnah got it from? The Rambam says 20 Amis. Kamali Ma'ara, the way they used to there. Now, in Bavash, in Beis Kor, in Perak Beis Kor. The. So they write, after quoting the Rambam, they write three tainus, very interesting tainus. First of all, he says, the minig is not to be chayshish v'esu rama. He said, you go to Sanhedria and Ezra's Torah, there are places they found ma'arais on the side, and they don't ask, 20 amos is pretty large, it's 35 feet. And places where they were unable or unwilling, I don't know why, to dig, they didn't ask the road. I don't know what Ezra's Torah is like. I know Sanhedrin, you can see where they have the what they call the Kivrei Sanhedrin on the side. It's within 20 Amis, the sidewalk. Now, I don't know what the Kainim do there, but he writes there that the meaning is not to ask the 20 Amis when you can't be baited, because that's Taina number one. Taina number two, which is a hotly debated Taina, is we have a rule. Safik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim is Tar. So it's a halacha from the Torah. Safik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim is Tar. That's the second time.
But it's
a suffix if that's a basic chorus. A suffix that's a basic. A third time, he says, even if it's like a place nevad by kever, even if it is a tumah derabanan, because there might be a kever, the halacha is by a basic pras that you're allowed to go through a basic pras for tzachim mitzvah. Umetaira, Lisa Isha, even Likras Melech to see a Melech. So you're allowed to go. So, Taina number three, again, I want to just review the Tainas. But wait, Taina number three is, even if it's a Durabanan, part of the Durabanan is that you're allowed to go in such a place. So, again, Taina number one is, the meeting is not to ask the 20 Amis when you don't know what to do. Number two, Savitar Mishus Rabim, maybe related these two. Number three, if it's Tumah Durabanan, because the Mir Amotzi is a Durabanan, so you'll add it be over on a Durabanan. It's interesting, they have Taina number four, is there's a Sugya in Brachas Yotes. They say something there that from Rashi there, it's more than Mashma. From Rashi and Taisus, Rashi, the Lumdis in Hilchas Tumah there is Machlex Rashi and Taisus, but they say there, if you bury a mace and the lid of the well, they don't use caskets in Eretz Yisrael, they use stone, they make an oil out of stone. If the oil over the mace is a tefach, it's Mafsikas HaTumah. And above the mace is not Tumah. And therefore, that's a tzirif that in Eretz Yisrael, in America, we use the wooden caskets, they all collapse in a very short period of time. In Eretz Yisrael, they don't use caskets, they take stone. They took two on the side and one across the top, and that stands. It's stone, and it stands. It has earth packed on the side of it, and that's an aisle. So they taina that's also mi'ikaret in mafsik m'meyatum. Now this fourth taina, even though if you look at Rashi and Taisus, there's such a mashmais, but it's very hard to understand. We all know a kever is matame, and the Rambam doesn't pass it like Yana Rashi and Taisus. He says he saisim the kvarim amatame. Mark off the page. I think in Perek Dalet, and the fourth taina is a little difficult, but these are their tainas back. Now, yeah, the blowing doesn't do a whole
right,
lot.
But if you pay, you're certainly not being moved.
You don't need to blow. Blowing is the two things. There's negiah betumah, and there's being mal on a tameh.
Oh,
the blowing helps the negiah first. You can't blow a whole mace. If you saw the mace, you'll see it. The blowing is for a kesaira, which is only metame the gear. So here, you're not worried there at Samais, because there's not going to be anything on a paved road. But in a non-paved road, the metzias is that in rainy seasons, bones come up. That's just a metzias, just like stones. Anything hard comes up when the earth gets mushy, the stones come up. That's why the farmers have to be cycle as a sod. They have to remove stones after the rainy season, because that's just the metzias hadvarim. That's why I think I mentioned to you in Tzvas, Rabbi Bistritsky of Shalom was the Rav in Tzvas. He instituted, now if you go to Beis HaKfaris, there are wooden slats you walk on. There are wooden things. You don't walk on the ground. The reason he did that, he was here for Shabbos, he told me about it, is he said all the kfarim are in the wrong place. In Tzvas Beis HaKfaris. If you go there, there's no order, it's all mishmash all over the place. Except from all the earthquakes, everything moved. Everything moved. You know, we assume that Min HaShemayim, the Rizal, the Beis Yosef, it's somewhere at least where the Matzevis are. But B'derech HaTeva, things moved. Wherever you walk, you're walking on a kever. And the Raya is, he says, after the rainy season, they have to go pick up bones. They collect atzamais. And he said, in order, people shouldn't walk on kfarim. So he made these wooden slices. They're still there. I haven't been there a few years. But where the people were. Now, be that as it may, this is the Tumah. What's fascinating is that in Shin Ayin Beis, Pesachei Tshuva Beis, you know, you think every Tumah is a new Tumah. There's no new Tumah. No new Tumahs. You know, maybe the internet is a new Tumah. But, you know, Masha, you know, yesterday, I presented that in 1890 in the United States, they did an English translation of the Talmud. In 1890, in the United States, they did an English translation of the Talmud. Nothing is new, you know. So, although the Haskamas to that wouldn't help today's art scroll. But in Pesachei Tshuva, Shinayim Beis, nothing new. Listen to this. Mamish, not me wrong, but a similar Shaila. I am B'tshuvas Bate Kuhuna. Very interesting name for a sefer with a Shaila like this. I am B'tshuvas Bate Kuhuna, Bezdin Simchav Gimel, Shekasa, Mashanogu Eze Kainim, Lishtatecha Kibre Tzadikim. They're Kainim who want to go to Kibre Tzadikim. Ein Lohem Amashi Yismaychu. They have nothing to rely on. Why? Number one. Isam Chi Yahad Isa B'med Yishuv B'yak Mishleisim Mites. Dom Eliyo Ein Tumav Talmud Chacham. We call that Kibre Tzadikim Ein Mitamim. You want to rely on that? Less, that's not true. It's a medrash, it's not a halacha. Kvar kosu atoises perakam akabal, daf kofir aleph, perakabal yivim, toy daf samak aleph, shahaya doicha oisa, yikatabi, bishum davim eis mitzvah. What's the Gemara? Gemara says, Eliyo HaNavi was burying Rebbe Kiva. So one of the other Amiraim came upon him. Now, I don't know how you recognize Eliyo HaNavi, but one other Tanaim said, Eliyo, you're a Kayin. Eliyo Zupinchis, you're a Kayin. How are you burying Rebbe Kiva? So Eliyahu answered, Tzadikim ein mitamin. So that's what it says in the Medrash. So Taisa says that really the reason Eliyahu was burying him, because Rabbi Kiva was Haruge Malchus. And if anybody would bury him, the king would have his head. Because Haruge Malchus, they used to let them ride out in the field. So he was a meis mitzvah, a kind of mitamah to a meis mitzvah. So Eliyahu buried him. But it's not covered for Rabbi Kiva. I'm going to say he's a meis mitzvah. No one's going to bury him. So therefore he said, Tzadikim ein mitamin. But that's what Taisa says. Verach levar mi hichruch Taisa lefarish came visam chiyah disaperek mishit lefarish came. Period. So that's one inyan. Kibrei tzadikim are mitame. There's no such hath that kibrei tzadikim are mitame. Number two, visam chiyah disaperek mishemeis. That's mishemeis in brachas. Daf yotes medalgarinu agabe aronos. It says he used to jump over the orange in order to likras melech. Mamish, the same thing they're writing in this country. That, one second. It's a Gemara says Kainim. Kainim is to jump over the Arayinis. Likras Melech. It's a Kantum Adai Raisa. Ulashatech, a Kivrit Tzadikim, like Gozru. And Bamaka Mitzvah. Just like for your ladder go for Luma Tayyar of Lisish, you could go to a Kever of a Tzadik. Halesa. When is a kohen allowed to be metamet to midrabanan, to get married, to learn Torah, kavod abrius? L'shtatech kivrei tzadikim. Listen to this. L'shtatech kivrei tzadikim. Loy motzinu b'zeh mitzvah yodua. Whoever heard that it's a mitzvah to go daven by kibbutz tzaddikim? A kavod chachamim. Who says it's kavod for the chachamim? Void dimolay nikvu klal by nice. Maybe they're not buried in an aron. Or nirkavu. Well, maybe the aron is already rotted. Vavik kikeves sasim gutum adaraisa. Cheshleikin the nice and I know you can. This kuntris, I don't recall. This, I don't have the kuntris. I saw it in Isaiah Beer and the shul. They have, where you're right, where you walk in, they have a shelf of kuntrisin. That's what it was, at least a couple of years ago. And that's where I saw these kuntrisin. It could be they did. So, half the tainis fall away. The half that it's a safik still stands. But these tainis, the kibbutz tzaddikim is a mitzvah, you can be over the rabbanon. The chassidim are going to say it's a mitzvah to go to kibbutz tzaddikim. And what? You went to daven there, b'shas sarah. That's a good place to daven b'shas sarah, that's for sure. But to go on a yard site to a kever, mechitesi, he says mechitesi, it's a mitzvah. Like Ramosha has a tshuva about moving a kever to somewhere in the Midwest to bury in New York so the relatives could come. So Ramosha says, who says the nifta could care any less if you come or you don't come? Ramosha writes a tshuva. He says, there's no anor to the nifta that you come. For that, you're going to move him from which city is it?
Akron,
Ohio. Very good. So he said, what's the move? It says, that's the name of the tshuva. About Kayanim? Let me tell you about the Norse Appel in a second. But as far as this is concerned, there's no question. The Chassidim Neman, probably the Mukavolim, that there is maybe a Hanot to the Mace to visit. The Grand says in the Ramban, he should visit the mace on the Shiva, the Shloshim, and the first yard site. Doesn't say anything about every yard site. But it's in the Ramban. Drus Haran says something like, the way I remember, Drus Haran explains it's a good place to daven. Because it's close to the Sinai, he says, right? Anyway, the Drus Haran says, and there's no question, like you said, they went to daven by the Marsa Mapela, a colleague. It's a good place to daven. What? You know why? The reason he's supposed to go to a Beis HaKfaris in Elul is a Chayiten Alibay. That's the reason in Shulchan Aruch. It's true that, like I say, the more Mekubalim Dikei areas, they say, you know, even the Meisan needs in Rosh Hashanah, you go. The minig is to go, I don't question it. But the real reason it says in Halacha, Nigla, is this reason. Tisha B'Av in the afternoon. The same reason, right? It doesn't say Kibbutz Tzaddikim. It's better to go to Kever Rishoyim. You know, how you tell me. Now, Ramosha says this. I'm not by any means saying there's no need to go to Kfarim. I mean, there are certainly those who disagree. So, is the Rapaim himself from the Gra that he went to visit his mother's Kever? He said to his brother, did you see how happy she was? I know his brother said, but he never went again. He never went again. Because in a tumma, he never went again. Okay, now I want to get to it. I just want to first just finish off this Miron topic. So what remains is the question of Sveikus, whether he can be medical or suffer to preserve. There's a very important shiloh. I'm not going to get to talk about the hospitals today. We'll talk about it next week. But the question is whether such a site exists, that Safik Tumma, B'shus Rab and Tar, applies here as well. Even though in the Kuntris they write this, in the Michas Chinuch, he's Mesupik, if the din of a Kayin not allowed to be Metame is din Hilchas Tumma, or din Hilchas Yisurim. A Kayin who's Tamei, we're all Tameim, is still not allowed to go. So he says, maybe, Mechsila says a B'lashin Safik, maybe, it's not Hilchas Tumma. It's Hilchas Yisr. A Kohen is not allowed to go into a matziv, where if he would be Tar, he would become Tameh. So that's the he's Mesupik if you say Sabtu B'Sharab Tar, or you don't say Sabtu B'Sharab Tar. Rabbi Yashiv is quoted. You never know if the quotes of Rabbi Yashiv are accurate or not, but he's quoted as having said it's Safik Yisr and you can't be Mekel. So when we go through the different tainas of the Mekilim, we're basically left with just the one taina. That Emachzikin Tumah, the road is Becheskas Tar, just because we don't know Tumah there, And that is what everything turns on now, whether you have to be Masa Tumo or not. Even the Eisrim call it a Mira Motsui, which is only an Isidra, which is an Isidra Abana, I don't want to say.
You mentioned Labar. Today they could shoot sides without dynamite. They have a few trucks.
So you go shoot seismic and see, I don't know.
Just a few trucks making no more noise than typical trucks in a big
area. I'm surprised they didn't do it. If it's possible to do it. So why can't they do it with the tunnels? Why don't they just go take your trucks and find the tunnels?
They're not,
I don't know the Metzius. What's Navadoes? The Navadoes. There's a rule, if you can be Mevara, but you can't be Mevara Lagamri, you don't have to be Mevara. Although Lakula, you could probably be Mevara. If there's nothing there, that's a Vadai.
No.
It's also not a Vadai.
It'll show all the gaps. If there's a gap.
I'm not familiar, I can't tell you. Okay. Anyway, the point here is that there is a tziruf. There's a tziruf of the Shittas that oil Zarek Shmei Oil. There is a tziruf to be Mekel that oil Zarek Shmei Oil. If the Kai is in a car, that car could be an oil bifnei atzmai, and then it could work. Now this leads to one additional topic. We learned that kol hamakabel tuma eina chaitzis bifnei atuma, which means, and Rav Moshe writes this in the plain case, the taina is the following. L'chayr is the following gishmak taina. Why can't a kohen go on an airplane, Muman Afshach. Assuming we'll accept he's not sitting over the mace. We'll make up with Elal, they'll put all the mason in the back area, the kohen won't go daven in the back, all the mason will be in the cargo hold, let's say in the back, or under the pylon in the front, whichever. So the kohenim are safe, they're safe Muman Afshach. If it's not an oil, so they're safe, there's no oil, they're not over the mace, everything is good. If it is an oil, so what's the problem? The mace is on the bottom floor. The mace in the cargo hold. There's a wall. It's like I told you, if there's a mace in this floor, a kite could be upstairs. So, but it's only the time of oil. It doesn't go through. If it's better, okay. So if it's kite, it's a mamana shach, it should be good. That's the Shiloh Rav Moshe was asked. So they'll leave an oil tab. They'll leave a space in the tab. Right. They'd rather they do it now with these cardboard boxes. They daft to leave oil. So the problem, Rav Moshe writes, the problem is, first of all, he says, Atzlayil Zaruk, the kai would have to get on the plane when it's moving already. Because calls about the plane is standing, just because it couldn't move, doesn't make it an oil Zaruk. Now, whether such arrangements can be made, I don't know. You have to get off when it's moving as well. To me, it's always astonishing. You're traveling in the air, 700 miles an hour, 30,000 feet, feel free to move around the cabin. You're going on the ground, 5 miles an hour, on the ground, they say, stay with your seatbelts buckled. It's hard to understand exactly the logic to that. But your Moshe says right away, it doesn't help, oil Zaruk. So you have to be down, that's oil itself. So he says an interesting thing. He says the following. We have a rule that kol dover amakabel tumah ein chaitzis b'nei tumah. An airplane is a kli. It's a metal keli. A metal keli is a dover amakabel tumah. So it can be a chatzitza. Rav Moshe writes that even though it's not a chatzitza, because it's a dover amakabel tumah, but it's still an oil, l'chumra. In other words, the floor between the two levels is not chaitzis. But it's still maybe a satuma, the top of the plane. The rule that kol habakabel tumah ein chaitzis b'nei tumah is only not to be a chatzitza. But lamaisa, it's maybe a satuma onto the kohen is stuck. Rav Moshe does leave room for the following kula. I mentioned to you in the past on other discussions, Rav Moshe's shita is that synthetic material is not makabel tumah. We spoke about plastic, that plastic is not makabel tumah. I told you, Mashiach will come, you'll all invest. You'll buy plastic Kalim, plastic cars. If you have a metal car, you need one car for your Meitumah and one car for your Meitara. You need one set of china for your Meitumah and one set of Meitara. You do it all plastic. Ramesha holds, and many Gedalei, I think Roy Ruba de Ruva of Gedalei Yisrael, hold plastic is not Mekaletumah. Ramesha writes, if the plane will be made out of synthetic material, then everything will change. Then it'll be Chaitis Bnei Atumah, and then Ramesha Shitas Oil Zarek Rav Shmei Oil Aflakula. So Lameisa it'll be Chaitis Bnei Atumah, and with Rav Shmei Oil when it's flying, it's Lakula too. In other words, it's Rav Shmei Oil, it's not a problem, and even if somehow the bottom is no good, the top is not an oil, and everything is good. What? So Rav Moshe talks about titanium. He talks about the new metals. It's very interesting, tshuva. The Torah says, where is it? In Parashas Matos, I think. In Parashas Matos, it says what? It says list the six types of metal that are mekabel tumah. Why does the Torah list? Why does it just say metals mekabel tumah? It says after Melchemes, which Melchemes is Midian, that you have to be Mitar, Koshi Yom Beish, Tavir Beish, Koshi Yom Mayim, Tavir Ova Mayim, and it lists the six metals. Why is it list the six metals? So Ramesha writes, it's Mestaver, even though in those days they didn't know a single other type of metal, but today they have additional metals. So Ramesha writes, it's Mestaver that the other metals are like synthetics, they're not Mekabel Tumah. However, Ramesha writes, two things. He writes that the metals today, he thinks, are composites. They take the new metals and they use the old metal as to give it strength or whatever they do it for. It has the old metal in it as well. And he says it's hard to be mekel in a deraisa on metals. On plastics you could see he'd be mekel. But on metals, he says it's hard off shape shishak summa bunke echad, he writes a chalasha. Grad Rav Yaakov has a tshuva on the topic as well. It's a sefer tefilas kelim. I think we have it upstairs. There's a tshuva from Yaakov in the back on the topic. But anyway, so the argument is that the plane is carpeted. The main problem with the carpeting taina, with insulation taina, is that the beams, the places where there are beams or there are floor, let's say the bathroom opening or the place where where anything is built, where the studios are built, where the chairs are bolted in, the problem is that there's a break in the carpeting or in insulation. That would be a problem. Otherwise, it's a good taina. I'd like to come back next week. If you're in a car, let's say in a bus, why doesn't the kohen, he wants to go up Miron, let him get into the bus, bring a plastic platform, put it under his feet, stand on it, and go that way on the road. Now, he can't do it because there's still an oil. The tumah is going to come from the sides over him. But let him get an open, like in the second floor, should go with double-decker buses. And the kohen should come in. He should bring a plaster board, a flat wooden board. The kohen will go on, will sell, they have easy filter, easy light, Shabbos light, right? So have easy tumah, you know, and you'll put it under you, like a papa, and you put it under you. It's a good idea. No, and he'll stand on it. This eitzah, big flip-flops. This eitzah is in the Har Tzvi, B'shem, the Maral Diskin. He says, if kohanim want to go on these roads, they should go in an open vehicle, maybe a flatbed truck or a pickup truck, and put under themselves a board, and stand on the board, and kol dava she'enim akabal tome ischaitz, it's a flat board, that's not a cave, you can go through. So this is what he brings from Yerushalayim. I want to Amit Hashem come back to Amit Hashem.